I got involved with Iditarod because my employer wanted to make a TV series about mushing in general. And then we found out that Iditarod is, you know, the biggest event in the world. So I'm following three different teams on this race, not specifically about the how they do in the competition, more how they are doing it, because the show that I'm filming, it will be airing in a year from now. So who won is not that important. So it's more into how they live their lives with the mushing and the dogs and not sleeping and all those things. Yeah, I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because basically I'm doing this TV series. I live in Norway. I have never been in Alaska. It's been a childhood dream since I was really small. I think Alaska is one of the coolest places to be. And when my employer said, would you go to Iditarod and film it and you do it by a small airplane? It's kind of a dream come true. And I even get to get paid for it. So, you know, it's a cool, very cool opportunity to see the country. One of my most memorable Iditarod experience on this trip was probably when we landed the plane on the middle of the Yukon and took up the drone, and I got some really, really nice footage of Lance Mackie going all by himself on the big river towards, I don't remember the name, Unalakleet, I think. Yeah. What I know for sure in life is that nothing is... can you start over again? Sorry. Yeah. What I know about for sure in life is that nothing is for sure. It's on this road trip for me, it's been a challenging thing because back in Europe, they're all closing down schools and the whole Norway is closed. I don't know even if I go back home. I might stay here for weeks or months. So that's one of the things that you don't know for sure. And nothing, you know, you have to take one day at a time, because maybe I'll be stuck here in Alaska for a couple of weeks or months. So that's one thing I know for sure. You take each day as it comes and you can't predict the future.